Okay, let's see the next Gemara. Unfortunately, we can't spend time on Sefer Tzavah. It would be nice to learn Sefer Shabbos with it. Let's go. Let's try to learn the two sugyas of Mikvah. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Shloishes lugim mayim shenafel l'taychan kutu shal yayim marei and kamari yayim shenafel l'mikvah l'taychan. You have three lugim of water and it turned into the color of yayin, it fell into a mikvah l'taychan. And you have to know that the share of the mikvah is memsah, which is about 192 gallons of water is the share of a mikvah. Once a person has a kosher mikvah, it doesn't matter what falls into it. It doesn't matter if my children fall into it. Once the kosher mikvah, it doesn't become possible from children. The Gemara here is talking about a mikvah that's not yet memsah. You don't have memsah, you're in the middle of waiting to fill it up. You fill up the mikvah, you wait for the rain. It rains and fills it up halfway, and then it stops raining. So you wait the next day. The mikvah becomes full from rainwater. You have a mikvah that's got, so let's say, 45 tzar of mayim megashamim, of good water. And now, shloisha lugin mayim she'uvim fall into such a mikvah, they pop. Because until you have 40 tzar, shloisha lugin mayim she'uvim pop a mikvah. Once you have 40 saw, then it doesn't matter. Once that's why you go to a mikvah, they fill it up from the regular pipe, water from the pipe. Once you have mem saw of good water, you could already add as much as you want of the other water. Arsugi is talking that you don't yet have mem saw. So give a look at my shuvu is possible. The Rav tells us a tremendous chiddush that even though if these gimel lugim will be by themselves and they fill in, they pass in. Since yayin fell into them, and it got a mari yayin, loy pasul. Maskalar of kahana chimah beizelam ein seva. It's not the idea of ein seva place. It's a mikvah b'shloishes lugim. Ein seva, water that had dye in it, pasul to mikvah. Amarava also maya the tiva mikvi hachal chamra mezida mikvi. Here it's mixed wine. People would refer to it as wine, so it's pasul. There people call it water, so as a shemayim, so therefore. As it did my children. So here by wine it's kosher, rather. It doesn't pass the mikvah. And by my tizi, it does. The Rashi here says, psul mikvah, the mayim shuvim is rabbanim. Rashi throws in the word that a psul mikvah of mayim shuvim is a rabbanim. Now, first of all, Rashi means the psul of gimel lugim in the mikvah. Okay, if a mikvah is right mayim shuvim, then everyone holds that's a psul d'oraisa. That less man the palace. Rashi's mechadish here, and it's the shita's Rashi, is that gimel lugin mayim shuvim is only a psul d'rabbanim. That's the way the Rama paskin. The Rambam and the Mechaber seem to hold that it's psul d'oraisa. Why does Rashi mix this in here? Well, what is Rashi sticking in that it's a drabbanon? What does that have to do with the sugya? Who cares if it's a drabbanon or if it's a zeraisim? Am I not getting this? What? Good. You're right. You just have to be magnum one more thing. And that is that the psul shinoi mare is also a drabbanon. Minat Torah, if you have water and wine falls into it, the wine part, of course, is not mitzaref to the mikvah. But the water part is good. Let's say you have a mikvah that has 40 saw, it's a kosher mikvah. And wine falls in. Minat Torah is still a kosher mikvah. Midrabbanan, shinoi mare, you have a mikvah that looks like wine, it has 40 saw of kosher water, and wine fell into it and change its color. That psul is called shinei mare. It's not yayin, it's water. It just looks like yayin. The psul shinei mare is also a psul drabbanon. Now, what bothered Rashi, this is a kasha on the Rambam, if you hold shuvim, it's a psul d'oraisa, You hold the din of Gimel Lugin that falls into a mikvah pasmus. That's a din Taira. There's going to be a shverikite from this Gemara. Because in this Gemara, you have Gimel Lugin of Mayim Shuv. Yayim falls in, and it's Shinei Mara. That din of Shinei Mara is a din Drabana. Minat Taira, that Mayim still has a din of Mayim. So if that falls into a mikvah, it should pass the mikvah. Who cares if it looks like wine? The whole din of Shinei Mara is only a din Drabana. How could that bring about a kula? Now here's the kula that the wine fell in. Made it look like wine. It fell into a mikvah like a kula. How could Shinei Mara cause a kula? Shinei Mara is only a din Drabana. The whole concept of Shinei Mara is a Drabana. So how could that cause a kula that now if you give a look at my shoe and fall into a mikvah, they don't pass it? So Rashi, this is a raya that Gimel Lugin Mayim Shuvim is also a drabbanon. Since the whole soul of Guy Gimel Lugin is a psul drabbanon, now the Gemara makes sense. Gimel Lugin is a psul drabbanon. When wine falls in, it changes its color. That's a din drabbanon, that it doesn't have a din of mayim. It's all drabbanon. So mele, it works. The mele, the din of Shinei Mara is matzel. It's a cooler that it looks like wine because now the Mayim Shuvim doesn't pass on the mikvah. If Mayim Shuvim would be a psul d'oraisa, then it would pass on the mikvah. Who cares if the color changed? Changing colors, Shinei Mara is only a din drabbanan. Well, they work together. It's not against. It works together. You have a din of Mayim Shuvim, which is din drabbanan. Then you have a din drabbanan that Shinei Mara makes a loser shen mayim. So fine, and again, so it works. That's the way it works. It's not the kula drabbanan of Shinei Mara removes the kula drabbanan of Mayim Shuvim. What? I don't know what the Rambam. According to the Rambam, yeah. Does the Rambam hold Shinei Mara as in direct? There's no raya that that's the Rambam Shiva. Almost all achrayim say Shinei Mara is in drabbanan. The Gris Moshe has a chid, has a long tshuva, which is machadish, the Shinei Mara is a psul d'oraisa. And if the Rambam holds like that, it'll taka be good. There's a sefer Taras Mayim on Hilchos Mikvayos. He says, why must it's a sefer people who go check Mikvayos take with them, like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch holds Mikvayos. He says, why must sinu ala gadol echad that holds Shinei Mara d'oraisa? That's the Gris Moshe. Presumably, if the Rambam holds the Shinei Mara is d'oraisa, then you're right. That would answer Kasha. Now, Akapanim, the Gemara now brings a machlokes. For Tani Reb Chiya, I read with a mikvah. I'm a rabbi like Kasha. For Reb Yechon Menuhi, how rabbanim this man. Shloisha look at my impasa korte. Shinof Masech and korte v'yayin umarei and kamarei yayin v'nafu l'mikvah v'lipas lor. So this is really posh. This is less than Gimel saw. And it doesn't have a shear. And it looks like wine, it doesn't look like water, like basluah. A bigger chiddush, the chen gimel lo gemayim pasuk korte, if shenavlo sechon korte pala, marei and kamarei mayim enough lo mikvah like basluah. This is a bigger chiddush, because here it looks like water, but it's missing the shear for like basluah. Rabbi Yechon Menuhi aymer, no, hakoyl hoy lechachar amar. So Rabbi Yechon Menuhi says, if it looks like water, even though there's milk mixed in, still it has a din of water and it passes the mikvah. So the Gemara is saying that it's telling this machlokes is the member of Rav. In fact, the Gemara, I'm a bai like the Rav Papa. The bai Rav Papa. Rav Papa was mesufik. He said, Rav tari chas akor de bereishim. Avi gairis in the top line of the top two words on this summit. Avi gairis chas akor de the way it says in the Gemara. Avi shloi shalogim latana karma pasli. But maybe if you have three lugin of water and it looks like wine, it still passes. And if so, as Rabbi Yechon Lamei Ma'akoy L'Hachar Amareh, Rabbi Yechon argues, Rav Domek Rabbi Yechon Menuri. I don't know, Rav, why can't you chas akoy de bereish? Rabbi Yechon Menuri, keep all of that safe with the Paulus. Rav Domek, it's a very akoy. But Papa has to shy was, what does Rabbanon hold by gimel lugin, a full gimel lugin of mayim that looks like wine? So if Papa had a suffix, what he holds in such a case? So if it's only a sotik, how could you name up a pashtus that that's what Rav is saying? Well, it says you could. Rav Papa and Bayi, the Rav of Pshita. So, but Akoponim, there are two ways of learning in the Rabbanim. If you have Gimel Lugin Mayim Shuvin and Yayim falls in, whether the Kula applies that it doesn't have a din of Mayim Shuvin. On Rav Yosef, Shmieli Hashmeitzer, Rav Yosef a few places in Shas, Rav Yosef was sick and he forgot some of his learning. So Rav Yosef said, I never heard this, and Amalei Abaya, Hat Amrim Lo Nehelon, Vachi Amrim Nehelon. You're the one who told you taught this. The Rabbi Tani Chasakot the Bereisha, Rav Yechon HaSeifa Pal, Rav Dabak the Bereisha. This is the first sugya, which introduces us to the idea, to two ideas. The idea of Mayim Shuvim Pasling and Mikvah, and the idea of Shimei Mare, in our Gemara, being a Kula. An interesting shaila based on this. What happens if you have, let's say you don't have enough water for a mikvah. You have just 39 saw. Any way to get a kosher mikvah with 39 saw? So there's a shaila, a hechatimsa, to do it this way. When the mikvah fills up, let's say the mikvah has 20 saw of rainwater, and you're waiting for more rain, and you're nervous that you won't have enough. So l'chaira, what you could do is the following. You have a mikvah with 20 saw of water. You throw in, let's say, 5 saw of yayin, of wine. Now it looks like wine. Is it kosher mikvah? No. Is it she'uvim? No, it's not she'uvim. It just has a psul of shinei mara. Now you have 25 saw. Now it rains. 15 more saw of water fall into this mikvah. And this water is enough to get it back to a color of water. Now you have 40 saw. So you have a kosher mikvah. All you did is put in 35 saw of water. You know what happened? The wine changed back to water. The wine, when the wine changes...
The wine is not rainwater.
Wine is not rainwater.
It's still missing.
The Shita Saraidin is that it's kosher. That it's kosher. That this, you really see it from the sugya that the, well, I'll explain to why we see it in a second, that the wine which turns back into the color of water as it gets a din of water, the lashon of the Raidin is, Kishain Shezeh Maishech Azeh, just like when it becomes possible, the wine can possible the water, Kachuzeh Maishech Azeh, when the water turns it back into kosher, it makes even the wine pot kosher. And the Rash argues. The Rash is one of the Purushim of the Tfais, the Mishnayis. And the Rash argues and he passes. There's once a Maisa with Shlomo Kluger printed in his Tshuva Sefer, where he was desperate, I guess there was no rain, he was desperate to find a kosher mikvah. And he argued, I'd like to ride it at least. You could save in a bigger kula. Now listen to this kula. Take 20 saw of mayim she'uvim, put in 5 saw of yayin, and now you turn it into a din yayin. Does that have a din she'uvim now? Does that have a din she'uvim? Now it looks like wine, but doesn't have a din she'uvim. And then, when it rains 15 more saw into this mikvah, it's going to be mahapach, the yayin, back to water, and it won't have a din shuvim anymore. Because it lost its din shuvim when it got a shem yayin. And now that you turn the yayin back into water, you'll be mashur. Double pella. What? Yeah, you're right. I think the wrong numbers. I would have to say 19 of mayim shuvim. Or perhaps you would need 15 saw mayim shuvim, whatever the case was. You're right, if it's right, it's all by right. So you wouldn't say that.
Is there a way of picking out the color of the wine?
Yes.
Just put it in the
picture. I'm not sure. But So the Kugis Tshuva was a tumul, and nobody was masking to the sack. But the Ravid sack is my Machlokes Rishayim. Yeah. 20 saw rainwater.
Take a mixture of wine and
in other words, do like the Tanakama according to the Girsa of Nachas HaKorchev. Okay, it's not mala as a mikvah. You can't use it to finish off the mikvah, that's for sure. Right? It's a place of like mala. Question is, if it can be there in the beginning. Okay, I'd like to go on to the next case. It's one that gave the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos to Halacha. What? You can't tell when the iron. Question is, when the iron changes to water, whether that helps. See, really, there's a chiddush in this Gemara. No, I'd rather, let's see the next piece. Let's see the next piece of Gemara. The last member of Yehuda Amar Rav. And we'll see. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Chavis malei yamayim shenachul liyam agad. Atev Hashem lo yosu lai tfila chayshim lo shoy sedugin shlayim mokamecha. What's in the tzius here? What fell in? The barrel fell in or the water fell in? Barrel, the water fell in with the barrel. The water fell in. Everyone votes that the water fell in. Water fell in. So how'd you learn this Gemara? Water fell in to the Yamagadol. So we're afraid that it's standing in one spot. And therefore you can't title there. Yeah? How'd you learn this happen to Yami? Three lugin of water with whatever, milk or whatever, fell into a mikvah, wipe the floor. Why are we chayshish that the person who tibles is tibling in that water? What? A mikvah moves more than Yama Gadol? I understand that the Yama Gadol moves less than other yams.
Maybe the three lugin over there is supposed to be a big barrel of a lot of water. So three lugin is not the
way of
the body.
Well, if you gyrus, give a lugin,
or shish
lugin. I mean, if shish lugin fall in, at least a little goes away.
No, even
that,
it's not right. Isn't the problem
of
being right with the body to make it?
Right, shabruv, man, shum. But here it sounds like Yimalugin is enough. Hashino, shleish, 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 what?
I'm assuming that a barrel is not shleish.
So you're assuming the barrel is much more. The barrel is more. And shleish, 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 shleish. The problem is that in this mikvah, it doesn't say any such thing. It doesn't say such a thing in this mikvah. If you go, our mikvah, this psul of shlosh lugim and makamecha, Rashi says it's psul for truma. It wouldn't be a gab as manazeh. Because as manazeh, what we use the mikvah for is not to do truma. But in any mikvah, you have memsah, and then you add a lot of mayim shul. So we're not chayshish that it's all in one spot. Dafke here, we're chayshish. There are two ways to understand the Gemara. The yayvitz in the back learns that it's with the chavis. It's in the yam with the chavis. The person being titled in the chavis. You might think that the water mixes out and combines, like Tosis will say. We'll see in a minute. So Kamash Malan, no. Now according to that, according to the way Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the yayvitz learns what. No, you have a standing barrel. It's open on top and it's lowered into the yam above. Really, men are tired of kosher because of hashaka, which we'll talk about in a minute. There's a psul d'rabbanan that it's still considered part. That's the chiddush. Rashi says, because Rashi Beru, oh, you're going into the bath. So Rashi Beru by is my shul. Yeah. The other way to learn, I agree that it's a chiddush. The first title is bow. The Kesef Mishnah says that when you pour water, it combines, it mixes. Therefore, in a mikvah, we always assume the water, since it's poured in, it mixes. Here we're talking that it wasn't poured in. Somehow the chavis was lowered in, and he doesn't explain that. I guess he means the chavis broke. The chavis of wine fell in, the chavis broke, and the water was put in gently. So there, we're chayshish for this chashash, that the man is titling in Gimel Logan of Mayim Shuv. Either way, whether you learn like Rabbi Yaakov Emden or you learn like the Kesef Mishnah, it's a very specific case. It's not a usual case. And that's the Chashash in our Gemara. So we'll talk about it. Let me just finish the Gemara. Dafkali amagodl l'klai v'kaima, aval nara v'yalmaloi. Teinami hachi chavis malaya yayin shnafli amagodl. Hatevo shal layoth lai tfilo, kashim shal shalim shulim shalim 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 shalim.
Make a difference with the barrel then, because a river wouldn't take away the water out of the barrel. If it's in a barrel,
the river would, the water would rush into the barrel, it would mix. The water would. Chenkika shal truma shenocha shon tonei, mai dechei, mao detei masam uki gabra chaskei, hocha uki truma chaskei gemash. Taisa says the kasha on the way we just learned the gemash. Rashi learns that you have a chavis worth of water. We're not like Rabbi Yaakov Emden. We learned that it's some water that fell in. So Taisus, Rashi learns that that water, that Mayim Shuvim Dikur water, we're afraid the person who goes into the mikveh is totally in that water. Taisus says, who cares? There's something called Hashaka. Hashaka means, once you have 40 saw kosher mikveh, I told you when we started, you have 40 saw kosher mikveh, no matter how much Mayim Shuvim goes in, it turns into kosher water. It always turns into kosher water. So what's the problem that Mayim Shuvim fell into the Yamagadol? Who cares that Mayim Shuvim fell? It doesn't matter. It turns into kosher water. It's a Pella. Rashi Shita is Pashta Sapella Atzuma. Once you have, and all of our mikvahs, you have 40 saw of rainwater. Once they hit 40 saw, they close the hole to the roof. No more. They don't put it anymore. The rest of it is Mayim Shuvim. They put Mayim Shuvim in a mikvah. That's how you make a mikvah. And when you make such a mikvah, all the water is kosher because of Hashaka. So what's Rashi worried about? You have Mayim Shuvim in the Yamagadol. Yamagadol has more than 40 saw. So the Pnei Yeshua and the Meiri learn that Rashi here means that this whole thing is a gzera de Rabbanan. Rabbanan made a gzera because now Ma'aret is going to say, I don't need a mikvah. I can use a bathtub. I'll take a good bath. It's just as good as a mikvah. What's the difference? They will, and Ma'aret won't realize that Mayim Shuvim is not a mikvah that has Mayim Shuvim. So Chazal made a gzeira d'rabbanon that anybody who goes into Mayim Shuvim and takes a bath becomes possible truma. That is metame a person midrabbanon. By Raishai Verubai, the Mayim Shuvim, it's a Psul Drabban. Dr. Pnei Yeshua, by the Yamagadol, by this harvest, the same Gezerah applies. We're afraid that the person titling is going to think, I'm titling a Mayim Shuvim, and it's just as good. That's Taka true, Hashoka makes it Kasha. But still, the Gezerah that people are going to think coming into Mayim Shuvim is good should apply even in such a case. The Gzeira D'Rabba. That's how the Yeshua learns up the Gzeira. And once you say it's Gzeira D'Rabbanan, so this Kasha falls off. Taisus is right. Nikra Adina would be Kasha. So then it's Gzeira D'Rabba.
There wasn't it, you're Tame, and then you go into the bathtub, so then you think you're a Tare, and you come out, you think it's right. Tare, you come out.
Don't think the Mashu is the character. It's
different
than
there that no matter what,
any time a person comes, Rashi Ruvi to Mayim Shuvim, he's probably
beforehand.
No, even if he's tired beforehand, he becomes possible.
Did anyone carpet
no karmis after Shabbos? It's from the Yosef Tavarim that they were guys. Now, the stipler sticks this into an Indian that's very Nagaya. The Shaila. The way we make mikvahs, all mikvahs, what?
Stipler's here.
It's first the ice and simen dal. The way we make mikvahs is like this. This is the mikvah that people travel in. And it's got water, hopefully. Right? It's got water. Now, we prefer to change that water occasionally because of the fact that the water tends to get dirty when many people are tired. Now, we're going to have a problem. We're going to fill this up with rainwater. And Erev Shabbos, everyone's going to be titled. we want to change the water, we're going to empty it out, where are we going to get more rainwater from? It doesn't rain every day. So what all our mikvahs are made is that next to it, here there's a hole, and over here there's what we call a bar. And this bar, it has the rainwater. This is the mega shaman. Okay, this is mega shaman. And this is regular mayim shulvim. This is water from the pipes. What they do is they plug up this hole, they empty out the mayim shulvim, the dirty water, they fill it up with clean water. They fill it, if they finish filling it up with clean water, they open up the hole, they do hashaka. A hole of hashaka has to be just the width of two fingers, they can stick in two fingers and turn it. And then they open this up, and then it becomes a kasher mikvah.
How long is the water up to be on for?
Right, the whole
has
to be open. So the say, according to Roiv Rishayim, Roiv, I mean 99% of the Rishayim, once you open this hole, even if you close it later, it remains kosher. You have to open the hole, then you could stuff it back and finish it. And a lot of the boys, they don't want to leave the hole open all the time. Because if you leave it open, eventually some dirty water is going to go into the bar, and eventually, over time, the bar is going to become dirty, the water in the bar is going to become dirty as well. So, in most mikvahs, when you go to table, you'll see that this nekev is closed. It's usually a round ball or like a rubber piece that they put in. There's a chumra of Rabbeinu Yerucham who says, no, the hole has to be open b'shas tefillah. And Yerucham holds that the hole has to be open b'shas tefillah. Rabbi Yerucham actually brings a shita. Brings two shitas. Argue about this. And it's known as Rabbeinu Yerucham's chumra, quoted by the Shach, that the hole should be open b'shas tefillah. And the minhag is that by tefillah d'oraisa, by tefillas nashim, the minhag is to leave the hole open. To leave the hole open for a... during the time of tefillah. And some people, you might notice in a mikvah, you'll see people who go in and they're even for men's tefillah, they want to be mahadir, they open it up just for that tefillah, or by tefillah's kalim. If you ever in a mikvah, you see someone coming to table kalim. He doesn't want to table it in the mikvah, he wants to table it straight into the bar. Why is he doing that? Because the Rebbeinu Yerucham. Because if this is closed, if you table it in the mikvah, it's the most rishayim, it's good. But if you title it straight into the bar, then it's good even according to the Shittas of Rabbeinu Yerucham.
You don't have to.
You don't have to. I'm saying most people title the regular mikvah. You know, when I go, the truth is I title it in the bar. It's just as easy. It's just as hard. Unless you drop it. And if you're going to drop it, it's easier in the mikvah than in the bar. But, it's up to Stifler. What's the longest of the Shiloh? You have to reseal the hole or not. Look this time. Most Rishayim hold, and our Taisus included, that once you do Ashaka, the Mayim Sheuvim is not Sheuvim anymore. It gets a Shem Megishamim. It no longer has a Shem Mayim Sheuvim. So maybe you can stuff up the hole, because according to Taisus, once you open the hole, it's not Mayim Sheuvim anymore. This gets a din of May Mikvah, Megishamim. The Rabbeinu Yerucham Shita is this Shita that's Machmer. I hold no. This is still Mayim Shuvim. Even when you open the hole, just there's a halacha that if you table a Mayim Shuvim while it's connected to Megashavim, it's good. But it's still Mayim Shuvim. Just Mayim Shuvim while it's connected is kosher. If you seal it up again, invite to be Mayim Shuvim. Invite the pump. So Rabbeinu Yerucham and the other Rishayim are arguing in what label do you give the Mei Hashaka, the water that you did Hashaka with, to the Mei Hashanim, what label do you give it? If you hold it, this gets the name of Mei Hashanim, that's right Rishayim. You can reseal the hole. But Rabbeinu Yerucham's Chumre is that this has a din of, still has a Shem Mayim Shulim, it's still called Mayim Shulim. And Mayim Shulim is a... when you're going to reseal the hole, it's going to become possible again. Dr. Stipler, that's Shitas Rashi. This Rashi holds, like Rabbi Yerucham Kover, that the name Mayim Sheuvim remains even during after Hashachar. It's true that the din you could title it, but it still has the name Mayim Sheuvim. This is still Mayim Sheuvim, so the Gzeirah Rabbanim of Bar Rosh Hashanah, the Mayim Sheuvim still applies. Because it's still called Mayim Sheuvim. So that's a Rashi sheet that Tysus is Matzmiya. It's not Sheuvim anymore. You did Ashaka. It's true, Tysus Lashitasa. It's not Mayim Sheuvim once you do Ashaka. But Rashi will hold like a Reni Rochim. And once you do Ashaka, it still has the Shem Mayim Sheuvim. Just while it's open, it's kosher. But it's still called Mayim Sheuvim. So for the Gzeirah D'Rabbanan, of Bar Rosh Hashanah, the Mayim Sheuvim, it still is a absurd.
By the river, it's
by the river, it's in the river. Because when it's sitting in one spot, it starts a Shem Mayim Sheuvim. And the male is possible. Once it mixes in the whole river, if you have a running river, so then the person who goes is not Rosh Hashanah, the Mayim Sheuvim. He's mostly in river water. The Ashok is good for the Tefillah. The Psul Rabbanan of the Rosh Hashanah, the Mayim Sheuvim, that Psul, because it's still called Mayim Sheuvim, that Psul applies. It's true, but you have to remember the Psul of Rosh Hashanah. Nowadays we don't worry about it. If somebody takes a bath today, he doesn't have to go to the mikveh afterwards to be retire himself, because it's only enough community for Truma. You should just know that in our mikvahs we have two bayrus. Usually over here it's a double bar, one above and one below. Some mikvahs you'll notice side by side. You'll notice two things. They usually have where one they leave the hole open and one they leave the hole closed. Because of another sheet arrived, but I think it's already late, I'm gonna get into. I guess we'll leave it for when we learn mikvahs, hopefully someday. Right now we're learning Makis, so Sunday I hope to learn the next Mishnah. You know, we're separating the men from the boys. You got to put in the time. Whoever's putting in an hour a day and learning or less is not going to keep up. But if you put in a whole first day, then you should be able to keep up. Okay, Sunday we said we'll learn the Mishnah. I don't think we're going to the Gemara too much, but keep the Mishnah.